Many of them were drowned in the River Forth. Many were overthrown and slain among the pits which Bruce had dug on his left wing. Others, attempting to cross the rugged valley of the Bannock stream, were overtaken and slain in such numbers that the bodies of men and horses filed up the hollow and formed a bridge over which the pursuers passed from bank to bank. 30,000 English dead remained to rot on Scottish earth. Edward, sufficiently convinced by this time that the Scots meant fighting, fled to Dunbar. Without drawing bridle, accompanied by no more than 500 horsemen. All the way of his 60 miles gallop, he was followed by the good Lord James, with a handful of riders. Dunbar Castle was in the hands of a friend of Edward's, and lowered its drawbridge to take him in. Thence he escaped to his own dominions in a fishing boat. Such was the Battle of Bannockburn, by which the independence of Scotland was completely secured. 14 years later, this was formally acknowledged by an English Parliament which met at York.